Let's Talk Ministry. Thank you for joining us on this Friday. Looking at James chapter 2, just the first four verses. My brother, show no partiality as you hold the faith in your Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. For if a man wearing a gold ring and fine clothes comes into your assembly, and a poor man in shabby clothes also comes in, and if you pay attention to the one who is wearing the fine clothes and said, you sit here in a good place, while you are say to the poor man, you stand over there or sit down at my feet, have you not then made distinctions among yourselves and judge with evil thoughts? Wow, this is an opportunity really to look in the mirror and really ask yourself some hard questions. We're told clearly, brothers, show no partiality, because you're really going to continue to need to put your faith in the Lord Jesus, not maybe in a businessman or a person that you think here on earth might, you know, be the one that can help you out in situations, but our faith needs to be in Jesus as we go forward day to day, moment to moment, week by week, year by year, that we're just clinging to that, that the main part of who we are as a person is that it's you, Jesus, and I'm placing my trust in you, and I want you to get all the glory. And so he gives this little opportunity to say, okay, yeah, there's a person wearing a gold ring and fine clothes, and they come into the assembly, and you have the poor man. So this group is going to be wrestling with, oh, wow, here comes somebody that looks like they might be important, looks like they might have financial resources, might be able to help out. And there's another group, person that, well, obviously they're poor, so they don't have those resources, or they don't powerful in the community. So, you know, we're going to go ahead and set them over on this side, or maybe just go over and stand over there. And so there's a clear distinction as we read through the book of James of a group of people saying, okay, yep, this person is more important. This person is less important. They are, and he calls that partiality. He doesn't make it a, well, you know, it's kind of, no, it's, you're separating. You're making a distinction. You're working through it in your heart and mind, a process that, oh, this person has resources. This person does. This person's going to be able to help us. This person's not going to be able to help us. And so he is calling that evil. He's saying to them, listen, you know, make no distinction. Don't become judges with evil thoughts. Don't separate people by who they are as individuals. So this is hard to do. This is hard to really live out and walk by faith in that. I'll share a story with you. When Susan was a little girl at church, there was a lady that she would go sit by, and this lady would give Susan a dollar if she would when she would see her at church or sit by her at church. And this lady was a really neat lady, and she had become friends with Susan over the years. And now, you know, fast forward, Susan and I and Rachel and Seth are in South Africa. We're serving the Lord. And I get an envelope. And the envelope says to Todd and Susan Patterson, there has been some money that has been left for Word of Life. And I think it ended up being close to like $78,000 or $80,000. And so I called back to the States and called Cliff Ables and said, hey, listen, I got this document. And he's like, oh, no, that you should have never gotten that. That is for when this person passes away. They didn't want you to know, but they would like to leave a chunk to help you out with support and ministry as you serve the Lord in South Africa. And we said, all right, well, we really appreciate that. No problem. She was really healthy. And so people judged her that she didn't have any money. Come to find out that her brother, who was a chiropractor, passed away and left her a large sum of money. And so she had, in her estate, had already made a plan that she was going to bless a lot of different people. Most of those people Would have never thought that she could have done hardly anything towards people. But God had used that and cultivated her heart for love for people that she, when she passed away, and it wasn't long after we got that letter that she fell and she ended up in the hospital and she did pass away. And God allowed that money to be used to purchase a property for Word of Life South Africa to help move that ministry forward. And as I think about it today, I think about that person. And you wouldn't have thought she had any resources, but God had blessed her in amazing ways. And so it's just an opportunity for you and I to really work and really be challenged by the truth of the scripture. Okay, the word of God says this, all right, for me as a person and you as a person, partiality is one of those things. And so God is going to call us to walk in humility and not walk that way. And you'll see as we keep going, and I know you probably already know this, but God never uses what we think is best. He always used the weak. He always used those who are dependent, not the wise. And so thank the Lord for the gospel and the power of that. So thanks for joining us on this Friday. Jesus, thank you for challenging our hearts and lives again against partiality to help us keep our eyes fixed on you in the midst of all the craziness. Not look for human help, but trust you. And not look down on any human because you have placed them in a situation where it might not be easy. So thank you for the opportunity to serve and love you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. God bless and have a great Friday.